Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the aforementioned TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. We got Daniel Kelly, Rob. Now, this is a guy, I like him a lot. He's an author, but he's also a former New York Jets scout. We've had him on the show a few times, and he doesn't mince words. And Rob, for the past several weeks, he has been railing against the Jets bringing in Aaron Rodgers. So we're going to hear what he has to say about this now that it looks like it's going to happen. But it's, you know, it's complicated. There's some things right now. Aaron Rodgers talked today on the Pat McAfee show, Rob, and he said that, he intends on playing for the Jets. And right now the teams are haggling over compensation. And so this might not, I mean, even though it appears inevitable, it might take a while, Rob. So here's Rodgers talking about how, Rob, when he went into the darkness, he thought that the Packers still wanted him. Here he is.
You know, I got to admit, I went in the darkness 90% retiring, 10% playing. That's where my mind was. My mind was, I'm tired of this. I hadn't got back into my workouts yet. And I thought that was what was best for me. When I came out of the darkness, something changed. I'm not exactly sure what that was, but something changed. I got back to my phone after 5 days off of it. And when I got back to that little shack they have where there's one bar of Wi-Fi, I got back to, hundreds of text messages and emails and all different things. I realized that there'd been a little bit of a shift. I heard from multiple people that I trust that there was some shopping going on. They were interested in actually moving me.
Yeah, Rob. So there it is. I mean, it sounded to me listening to that interview, not just this clip, but the interview, that Aaron Rodgers wanted to finish his career in Green Bay, and he thought that's how they felt. But they were ready to move on. Do you think they'll regret moving on from Aaron Rodgers?
I just don't believe that they believe in Jordan Love. And I think that's the scary part as a franchise. You did draft him. You wasted a first-round pick. He hasn't played a lot of football for a lot of years now. And he's had a cup of coffee and a sweet roll. And I'm not convinced. I think this is the first time the Packers are flying without a net. When they moved on from Brett Favre, they really knew they had something in Aaron Rodgers. I don't believe that that's the case. I could be totally wrong. I haven't seen enough of Jordan Love, Chris.
Well, none of us have seen
I'm just saying, I just haven't seen enough to really, you know what I mean? Right. For me to sit here and say he's going to be a flop or he's going to be great, I just haven't seen enough. But the difference is, and this is what's weird to me, the time to trade Aaron Rodgers was prior to him coming back and winning the two MVPs, where there was a ton of people looking for him. And Denver, we talked about that. If you knew,
Denver was last year after the two MVPs.
No, it was. I thought that was 2 years ago with Slater. That was before that.
Well, there was talk, right? You talking about?
I'm talking about
Slater
the one. Yeah,
was
that was 2 years ago. That wasn't last year.
But last year's when they hired Nathaniel Hackett.
Right, but I'm talking about the year. Right, but I'm talking about the year before that, because you've had this guy in practice for 4 years. So I'm saying, if you were really felt like this is your quarterback for the future, there was a time, Chris, before. This is where he came off the year, but before they hired their new coach. Remember where there was like a little question that he didn't have a great year. They made the playoffs, right? They made the playoffs, but it was subpar. He didn't play great.
And 1 year, no, they didn't make the playoffs.
I thought he made it that year.
No, there was a year, I think that's the year he didn't make it.
But there
was 6-9-1 as a starter. Let's see.
Was that 4 years ago?
That was 2018. Yeah. He was 6-9-1 as a starter. They didn't even make the playoffs. And then he came back and they went 13-3 straight years. Okay. So, yeah, he bounced back from the 6-9-1.
That's what I'm saying, right. And then
– right, and
right.
He went 13-3. Right.
Okay, that's
but
what I'm saying.
But he won the MVP the following two.
Right, the following two. And that was what I was saying, Chris, is if you had this guy and you realized at that point and you drafted him and you could have made that move at that point, the Packers could wind up, you know, being down in the standings and not be the same franchise. Not that they've won a ton of championships, but they've always good.
This year.
Yeah, but I'm just saying going forward. So I don't know. I just don't know enough. The Packers kind of, to me, what was exactly the way you worded it? I'm trying to remember. Do you think they'll regret it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not that he's going to play that many more years, but it'll just – so ultimately, they were going to have to move on from
him. You think this is the wrong move?
Yeah. I would have played one more year in this NFC – with a chance to try to win, give yourself one more opportunity. You have to go there eventually because he can't play forever. But looking at the landscape and what's in front of you, I think he still gives them a better chance than Jordan Love to make that one more run. So
well,
I think that's it.
I think.
For 1 year.
I think. Because we just haven't seen enough of Jordan Love. I disagree with you in that they don't believe in it. I think they do believe in it. Because I think if they didn't, they'd just stick with Aaron Rodgers because they still got to pay the dead cap at this point, I think, is $40 million. It could be less. You know, they could stretch it out a little if they do the trade after June 1st, I believe. But right now, they're still going – it's going to be a heck of a dead cap. So if they knew Jordan's just not the guy, we made a mistake on that one, then I think they probably keep Rodgers for a year and see what they can do in the future. I think, I could be wrong, I haven't seen enough to know, but I think they believe in it. Now, you know, Rob, we're not saying he's going to be Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's a once-in-a-generation type talent. But I do think they've got their quarterback of the future. Now, we'll see. But, you know, the little bit he played last year, he did look pretty good. But it was, you know, it was small potatoes in terms of minutes. You're right. Had they traded Rodgers
2 years ago,
last year, 2 years, 3 years ago, whatever, they would have got much more.
They would have got a haul. That's what.
But here's the problem: he won two MVPs.
No.
They were good. They were 13-3. So I'm not trading. I get what you're saying, but if I'm 13-3 and I've got the MVP, why am I trading him?
Right, but because if you really, you remember, you moved up. No, this is my point. Let me make it. If you really believe in Jordan Love, you moved up in the first round to draft him, and you thought you had something to go forward, you could have restocked your team off of players from an Aaron Rodgers trade, knowing we got our quarterback. He's been here for 15 years. We won our championship. We could take that next step. That's what I'm saying.
But if you really believe in that. But you act like guys can improve.
No, I'm just saying if you really
But Jordan Love might have been horrible his first 2 years. I mean, for all we know. But his third year, he could have came back and really showed improvement. Like, that's the thing. There are people that tell you Aaron Rodgers didn't look all that great when he first got there. Guys can improve. And so, it felt like, Rob, I agree with you in that it felt like the past few years that they really didn't think they had much in Jordan Love. But it seems like the tide has turned and they actually do think they've got something in him. The little bit I saw, 2 years ago, you saw a little bit, you know, or whatever it was, he played a little bit in the past, didn't look very good. This year when he played, he looked like a totally different quarterback, looked more confident, was throwing the ball better. And so I think that may be the case that they've seen great improvement, which is what happens with some players.
Yeah. So I'm not. You know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen practice. I'm not convinced of that. But I think they have no choice. From the standpoint
you need to see what he can do.
Yeah, no, and they drafted him is what I'm saying. Like, you made a draft choice. You don't have anybody else out there. You got to get the guy in there and see if he can play and perform. And the only way you're ever going to really find out is in games. You can practice all you want. You know that.
Right.
Tim Tebow couldn't practice or play. No, I'm just saying.
But this is why I think this is the right move. Because, again, like you said, you want to see what Jordan Love can do. And I just don't think they were winning the Super Bowl or getting to the Super Bowl this year with Aaron Rodgers. I think he'll be better this year in New York than he was last year. But I don't think that huge uptick that we saw a few years ago when he won the MVPs is coming. He's 39 now. Everybody's not going to be Tom Brady. He turns 40 in December. We've talked about it earlier. How invested even is he in going to New York? Right now, at least, the offensive line is porous. You know, so what type of protection is he going to have? He can't get away from guys like he used to be because of his age. And I think, Rob, the Packers, there was discussion and debate about are they doing the right thing when they went for the playoffs this year. Remember, their record was bad. It seemed like they were out of it. They got hot on a win streak, and they go for it. They could have benched Aaron and put in Jordan Love then and said, look, we gave it a shot. The season's over, essentially. Let's see what the young kid can do. They went with Rodgers. I think that was like, this is your shot. We're not going to send you out of here on the bench for your last 4 or 5 games. We're going to give you a shot. You want to do it? Okay, let's do it. And then when they fell short, I think that was the run, or at least their chance at making the run. And I think now they're ready to move on. So I think it's the right thing because I don't think they were winning the Super Bowl even if they kept him. I agree they'd probably be better, maybe. You know, we don't know what Love's going to be like. But either way, I just don't think they were winning the Super Bowl. So why not move on? All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Are the Packers making a mistake? It's clear. They are the ones that want to part ways. Not Aaron. It's the Packers. Is this the wrong move to choose Jordan Love over Aaron Rodgers?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Be sure to join Fox Sports Radio's Million Dollar Bracket Challenge. That's right, the Million Dollar Bracket Challenge. If you fill out a perfect bracket at FoxSportsRadio.com, you will win $1 million. And you get the chance to compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts and fellow listeners. And even if you don't have the perfect ballot and you don't make the $1 million, you still, if you finish in first place, can win a prize pack that features the Legacy Box 40-item trunk, which is valued at nearly $1,200, and that turns your old family movies and pictures into digital keepsakes. A Traeger meter block, which is valued at $350, it's the ultimate way to monitor meat on your grill, and a chalk bundle, which is valued at nearly $500, that features 9 popular supplements found at C-H-O-Q, that's chalk.com, to reclaim your vitality. All in all, it's a prize pack valued at more than 2,000 bills. So go fill out your bracket now at FoxSportsRadio.com. You've got until 12 noon Eastern on Thursday. That's tomorrow. That's FoxSportsRadio.com to fill out your bracket and get the official rules. 877-99 on Fox. Are the Packers making a mistake by moving on from Aaron Rodgers?
All right, Thomas in Victorville, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Gentlemen, love talking to you. First thing I got to ask, Chris, do you need a little bit of break? That was a heck of an ad you just read off.
Man, they got me reading these long ads. It's crazy. they got a brother working. Day and
listen,
night.
I think...
Hey, we love our sponsors. I just want you guys to know that. Every time I drive in my car...
I'm a Traeger man.
I love my sponsors.
I'm a Traeger man myself. I got that. I'm good.
All right.
Listen, I think my take on this is that we've reached the next scene in the Aaron Rodgers Green Bay Packer rom-com. In this movie, Aaron Rodgers is that beautiful woman who has all of these men's attention and is not making a commitment to any of them. And Green Bay is that good-looking guy who's ready to commit, but he's stuck in the friend zone. And all this time, Aaron's been kind of dancing around. I want to commit. I don't want to commit. Do they want me? I think I want them. But now I think Green Bay's reached a point in time with Jordan Love being that also attractive woman who they're just going to turn their attention to because they're tired of waiting on Aaron. And Jordan Love's ready to put out. In the movie, Jordan Love's ready to put out. So I think they're going to switch gears and they're going to ride that horse.
Well, they're really, look, he got a little descriptive there toward the end. But look, Rob, Aaron Rodgers, this is kind of the chickens coming home to roost. Because he has been, to me, playing around with the Packers, you know, and Doug Gottlieb brought this up on his radio show, but Aaron Rodgers wasn't out there saying, look, I want to return to the Packers. If I play, it's for the Packers. You know, he didn't go into the dark room, even if he may have been feeling this way, and say, I'm either retiring or playing for the Packers. I don't want to play anywhere else. You know, he joked about the Raiders and Devontae Adams. That joke just threw it out there. Got people excited. And so now it's like they're like, all right, enough. And they're moving on. So, you know, he kind of set this up on himself.
Let's go to the blind Seahawks fan in Olympia, Washington. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, and shout out to Rob G. I'm glad he's doing better. Glad he's battled all his medical problems and he's back to normal.
So, yes.
Absolutely.
About the Aaron Rodgers thing, and in sports they say, you know, sometimes an era has to come to an end. I think it's to the point, you know, for the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers that they part ways. I mean, you got Jordan Love, who's been in the league for 3 years now, and I mean, that contract's, you know, it's expiring soon, so you have to wonder if you're, you know, a Packers fan or, you know, someone with the Packers, will Jordan Love even re-sign back if Aaron Rodgers came to the Green Bay Packers next year? You never know about that. And second of all, there's been so much drama with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers and all these past 2 years where you're making it kind of hard on like these teams where like the Packers, like, you know, maybe we just got to shift to the young guy. The Packers are going to get a good amount of picks for Aaron Rodgers. I think they said they want at least 2 first round picks. And I think a team like the Jets are willing to pay that price. So I think the Packers, they're like, we could get the right pieces around Jordan Love and we could still have a shot at this. And the NFC is so, so weak at this point, too, that who really knows what Jordan Love could do for the Packers, as weird as that sounds. Like, the quarterback situation is very weak
in
that conference.
But you're absolutely right, but it also could be a disaster the other way. I mean, let's just be honest. You don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, and that doesn't mean that you're going to keep Aaron Rodgers forever. But don't think just because you make a change – it means it's going to be a change for the better. That's all. I don't think that you could be sure of that. Ryder in Vegas, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Hey, yes, sir. What's going on, fellas?
How you?
What's up?
Hey. So, I mean, yeah, calling from a rainy day in Las Vegas, man. It's weird. But, no, first, I want to say that, now I think the Packers, I mean, it sounds like, given the timetable of everything, it sounds like they finally made the right decision. You know, it's not like, I mean, if anything, being a Patriot fan,
I've learned that Bill Belichick used to like to cut bait early before things would go south, you know. So there's that. And then secondly, slightly off topic, but Rob, my man, why you have to keep throwing shade at Tim Tebow? Why you got to throw shade Tim Tebow, you know, and saying that he couldn't practice or play? I mean, at least he had a playoff win. Am I wrong?
Oh, yeah, he did. That's when they put 11 men on up front. They didn't think he could make a 10-yard pass, Chris. Like
he would look horrible for
three and a half quarters. Yeah,
and then he'd lead a game-winning drive.
And then the kicker would kick an 89-yard field goal, and they would say, Tim
Tebow. He led them in the end. I mean, he was terrible in the first, like you said, three and a half quarters, but he would come on late for some reason.
And that pitch, if it wasn't Dick LeBeau, Chris, who's a Hall of Fame defensive coordinator and play in the NFL and all that, if it wasn't Dick LeBeau, that guy probably would have been fired because it was a 10-yard slant? It was just a slant pattern, and they had nobody in the backfield. Right.
Took it to the house.
Yes, Chris, do you remember it? It was like, where's everybody? They were blitzing all at the line of scrimmage, the whole team.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Daniel Kelly, former New York Jets scout, will join us in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is a former New York Jets scout. We've had him on the show before. He's done a great job. Daniel Kelly. Dan, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much, Chris and Rob. It's great to be on with you guys again.
All right, well, let's get to the news. Aaron Rodgers saying he intends on playing for the Jets. Now, you've been against the Jets going out to get Aaron Rodgers. Looks like it's going to happen. Why do you think this won't work?
Well, I think there's really three major sticking points when I look at this deal. At first, I think that, the big question for me is Green Bay. I mean, they have about $20 million of cap space to work with. And if they deal Rodgers before June 1st, they'll absorb a $40.3 million hit on dead cap money. I think that's a sticking point. The second reason I don't think this is going to work with Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets.
So you think they're going to wait till after June 1st?
At a minimum. I just don't see how they can do it before that.
Okay, go ahead. I didn't want to.
That's interesting.
You.
I haven't heard that from anybody.
Yeah. We talked about that a little bit because they have all the leverage, don't they? The Jets are out there. Like, they got nothing else to turn to.
Well, that's just about it. Everybody's, being signed on these different teams and stuff. I mean, they only have a couple, two, three options left at this point, like Carson Wentz and Marcus Mariota and Gardner Minshew and Teddy Bridgewater and those types, or draft someone in the first round. But, yeah, the Packers do seem to have a lot of leverage right now. But the other big piece of it, too, well, there's actually two parts to it, is the first thing is that I don't think, the asking price, right, for Green Bay with the Jets. Is it a Matthew Stafford deal? Are we looking at two ones, a three, and a player? Are we looking at two ones? Are we looking at a one and a two? Whatever we're looking at, whatever scenario I look at here, guys, I just don't see the Jets in a position where they can go ahead and trade future draft capital for someone who's 39 years old, who doesn't have a whole lot of future, maybe potentially in the NFL. I mean, I looked at this report today. There's only, I think, 34 players that historically have played into their 40s in NFL history. So it's a real kind of a scary situation. What did the Jets give up? How much did they give up if they did try to make a deal? And also, I believe that the Jets have to have their first and second round pick this year. I feel they have to go with a left tackle in the first round and a right tackle in the second round. So I don't think they have the draft capital to use either. And really the big thing, and this is something I think that really I would like to see more people on a national basis talk about, and it's something I've written about for SI Jets for the last year and a half, is this offensive line. I can't believe for a second that Aaron Rodgers is looking at this line and saying, that's where I want to play, no more than Derek Carr did. Because when I look at this offensive line, the Jets only have 7 offensive linemen under contract for 2023, and it's pretty bleak. I mean, you've got Mekhi Becton at left tackle, who hasn't played in 2 years. Dwayne Brown's 37 years old, coming off a shoulder surgery, a tackle. Right tackle Max Mitchell is a blood clot issue. They say it's going to be cleared, but nobody knows. Laken Tomlinson didn't perform well at all last year by PFF standards. Vera Tucker is a very good right guard, but he's coming off a torn triceps. They don't have a center on their roster, which is terrifying to me. Who's going to snap the ball to Rodgers? And then when you look at the depth of the Jets' offensive line, all they have is 2 guys they signed on the practice squad last year, Chris Glasser and Eric Smith. That's all they have. So what happens? I mean, the AFC East, even to get into the playoffs, they got to go through the Patriots with Matthew Judon, the Dolphins with the Jalen Phillips, the Bills with Von Miller, Greg Rousseau. I just don't see it working out for those 3 reasons.
Well, it's a lot of reasons. We thought that they should make a run at Lamar. Why not? Why didn't they make a run at Lamar?
That's a great question. I agree with you guys. If you're going to start looking at moving 2 number ones, you're going to start talking about this kind of money.
A young guy who's 26 years old who has an upside. I mean, as great as Rodgers' career is, again, he's going to be 40. He's going the other way. And the Jets have a young team. They're not ready. Are they going to the AFC Championship or the Super Bowl next year? I don't see that, but if you told me they got Lamar and they put in 2 or 3 years, could they be there? Maybe.
Absolutely. I'd be a big fan of Lamar Jackson going to the Jets. I think that's the move that makes a lot more sense, because if you're going to deal, future draft capital, I talked about a couple minutes ago for a big blockbuster trade, get a guy that has a future. And to your point, Lamar Jackson would fit that, and he would also fit the youth of the team, and it would be a much better fit. And not only that, but his mobility would help cover up for some of these offensive line deficiencies that I mentioned.
And let me, Chris, follow up on this. But we talked about this. This is, the Jets have been doing this forever, and I know Aaron Rodgers is better than some of the other guys they brought in. But they've done this with a lot of older quarterbacks, Neil O'Donnell, Vinny Testaverde. Who am I missing? Like, this is the Jets have done. Brett Favre came. Is this what bad teams do, or do they have a plan, or it's always trying to solve cancer?
Win the press conference, starstruck.
Yeah, solve cancer with aspirin. I mean, what are they doing?
Yeah, it's been a mystery for a lot of years, to your point. I mean, that's some great insight. They always have made those kind of moves for older guys, and there's a lot of decisions the Jets have made throughout the years that make no sense to me either, and what you just mentioned is one of them. Because, I mean, it's about like the old saying in NFL scouting circles is, if you have a quarterback, you have a chance. And by no means am I taking anything away from Aaron Rodgers and what he's accomplished over his career, but that's behind him. And the Jets have a young roster, and they have a future in front of them. I mean, it would just be catastrophic to this organization if they traded a number one or a number, 2 ones or something. He plays 1 year, he goes back in the darkness, he decides that's it, I'm done. And then all of a sudden the Jets are sitting there with no draft picks in the first round. They turn back to who? Zach Wilson?
Right. Well, and let's go back to Lamar, because it's not only the Jets that aren't going after him. Why do you think nobody's going after him, and do you think that'll change anytime soon and somebody will make him an offer?
I think they're just waiting to see who makes the first move. I know there's allegations of collusion and all that out there. I'm not going to go as far as thinking that. To all fairness, Lamar's a guy who, has historically, yes, he's the top rusher and the top passer in the Ravens year in and year out. But he's a guy who's, if you look at his passing stats over the last, 2-3 years here, he kind of ranks in kind of that 20 to 27 range. So, I mean, Lamar's not a guy that's ripping the airwaves up. He is a heck of a runner, there's no question. But I think there's some question about value when you look at a Patrick Mahomes or you look at a Deshaun Watson. People are maybe asking themselves, is this really, where we want to go with this as far as this kind of money is concerned, with the type of passing stats that he's put up in his career?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I kind of think that teams, obviously owners don't want to give the fully guaranteed contract. And also, I think there may be a feeling that the Ravens are just going to match anyway. And that they just want to see what the market is out there and let that set the price.
Yeah, that's very possible, too. Absolutely. It's just kind of a waiting game to see who's going to do what first.
All right. That is our man, Daniel Kelly. Daniel,
thank
as
you.
Always,
appreciate
great
it.
Stuff, man. We appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate both of you. Chris, Rob, thank you so much for having me on tonight.
Yep. All right. Is this Baker Mayfield's last stand? We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jackson 19-9 and a single block and a steal. Kick ahead to Jimmy. He broke out. He got hit. He got the bucket. He'll head to the line.
All right, that was the Progressive Play of the Day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. All right, Rob, Baker Mayfield signs with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to be their new quarterback. Deal 1 year, could be up to $8.5 million with incentives, but the base, I guess, is about $4 million. I think this is, you know, he may get another shot way down the road, but this is pretty much his last chance to be a long-term starter, Rob, in the league. And I don't think it's going to go well. I think Tampa Bay is going to be bad, and I don't think he's going to play well. I would kind of assume he beats out Kyle Trask. You know, I think Trask was a second-round pick last year. I'm not going to act like I know a ton about Kyle Trask, all right? But what I do know is that he threw for a ton of yards and touchdowns when he was at Florida. He's 6'5", not 6'1", like Baker, and he had a year of tutelage under Tom Brady. So, and here's the thing, Baker, I think they start this. This is a real competition. And I would, again, assume Baker wins. But he's not entering, Rob, with the same kind of cachet that he did in Carolina when he beat out Sam Darnold. So this will be interesting. But this could be his last chance, again, to avoid being a career backup.
I think he wins the job and plays down in Tampa Bay for a couple of years. I do. I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. When I look at that team and what they've –
well, they're clearly, like,
right.
Rebuilt.
So I just I don't see
– so you think he's the starter there for a few years?
Yeah, I think he'll get to play. They don't have any expectations there, so I don't know what pressure he would be under. And if he's not making a lot of money, you know what I mean? So I think he could play there for a couple years. I'm not saying he's going to be, like, some star. They're going to turn the franchise around. But I don't think they have any expectations. From what I'm looking at Tampa, they've stripped everything down, basically. You could have just put in a quarterback with no future, you know what I mean, like a young guy and just decided that. But they want to have somebody who at least is a decent major league quarterback, for lack of a better term. Do you know what I mean?
He was barely that last year. I mean, when Carolina cut him, he beat out Sam Darnold.
I thought he played all right. Well,
lowest QBR in the league when he was cut by Carolina.
I'm talking about when he went to the Rams, though. He had a couple of games.
No, that just shows how bad he was, because he had 4 touchdowns in 5 games. He didn't average 200 yards a game for the Rams. So, I mean, he played better than he did in Carolina, but that's how bad he was. It was like, wow, he threw for 230 yards and a couple touchdowns.
Well, but
in one
then
game
he shouldn't have had a job. So are you surprised they gave him a con? Anybody gave him a con?
No, I mean, you're looking for quarterbacks. They got to, you
that's
know.
That's why I think he'll be
you're
around.
You're trying him, but I don't know that he'll be. That doesn't mean he'll, you know, be their quarterback going forward. Doesn't mean he won't, but I'm just saying I think it'll be a quarterback competition in training camp. I'd give him the benefit of the doubt over, you know, Kyle Trask.
I don't know him at all, so I don't.
Yeah, he was a second-round pick, but I think he'll get a legit chance to beat out Baker, and we'll see what happens. But like you said, that team is not going to be any good. And so that isn't going to help Baker either. He's with a bad team. And so I don't think it's going to go well. I think he's going to play poorly, and that team's going to be poor. And I think he can stay around in the league if he, you know, shows humility and all of that stuff. But we'll see.
Well,
where's
Rob G? Because, Rob G, you know I'm calling you out. Can I call you out?
Oh, why?
I have to.
Why?
Because when Rob G and I did the show, when you were, I don't know, Chris was out.
The highest rated show in months,
Was it the highest rated show? Yeah. Okay.
Rob is always into the ratings, Rob G.
The ratings have gone up since I've been here for the last 2.5 hours.
Is that right?
That's what I heard.
Is the ratings have gone up back? Thank God we needed you.
That's right.
Can you stay on the whole show?
All we need is, you know, me to be here, but then to do Tiger's Tower trivia for 3 hours, and yes. I promise you, well, I'll do Colin.
Okay, there we go. But but Rob G, when he did the show in your stead, Rob G, what did you say when Baker Mayfield?
I said these were the last weeks of Baker Mayfield's NFL career as a starter.
Yes.
That he was more likely to be
but you were wrong.
On the Big 12
Rob,
network.
How you going to call him out?
What? It's true.
Because did I call you out on your Air Rodgers?
No, Chris, it's like, it's
he'll
okay.
He'll either retire or stay with the Packers.
No,
Chris, it's okay because
if you want Rob G to admit he was wrong,
I'm not. But I'm not wrong yet.
You are wrong.
How do we know that he's going to beat out Kyle Trask?
Right, no, true. But he played it with the Rams. You said that he was done. That was it. No,
it was after. He was going after he played for the Rams.
No,
remember it was his first start, and I was here, and I was telling you about the Raiders blowing the game. I said, this is like the Raiders that would lose this game.
No, because you were surprised that the Rams picked him up, if I remember correctly.
Right.
It was where he was before, after he got let go.
Yeah.
And you said that he wasn't, that was it.
But we've talked again after that.
Enough of the hypocrisy.
All right.
Enough of the hypocrisy.
Thank you, Chris.
You really going to sit here and try to call out Rob G? You admit you were wrong about Aaron Rodgers.
Rob's standing up in the studio just staring down at me as he's saying this. He's so mean.
You going to admit that, Rob? Rob Parker? Are you still on? Don't ever call anybody out. Don't ever call anybody out on a wrong pick. Because you won't admit when you wrong. So you got a lot of nerve on Rob G's first day back.
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
And you trying to make him feel bad when you up here wrong as the day is long.
I'm a woman.
Aaron Rodgers won't go. No, I just don't know. He's not going anywhere. He wants to retire as a Packer.
Man,
that's important
right
to
now.
Some guys.
Fresh,
he's like Derek Jeter.
Fresh
he's staying with the Yankees.
Fresh inside the Parker dropping tomorrow. Don't forget.
It's
my mic is working
to some
now.
Guys.
It's all right. It's back now.
You were wrong,
I had something
Rob
going
Parker.
On.
You were wrong as the day is long.
I was wrong.
You blew it. Admit it. It's the Odd Couple signing off on a Worship Wednesday. But keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio because Jason Smith and Mike Harmon bring absolute fire.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. Start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.